21st Century Christmas. And that's the new single by Cliff Richard. What do you think of it, Zena? Shit. I like the word bing bong. I like the bing bong bit.
Bing bong. I thought lyrically it's very bitter.
He's a bitter man, isn't he, Cliff?
He's a bitter man.
It's no what car, that's for sure.
No, what car, what road, what are you talking about? I never left the house.
But yeah, he is
What's
bitter.
The news?
Well, the news is that serial killer on the loose.
Yeah.
He's done three.
Possibly four.
Possibly five now. So
Racking
the,
it up.
Yeah,
well,
they've
hopefully
got
not literally.
The BBC have asked a profiler to say what sort of person might have killed three prostitutes.
A man.
Yeah, what they've come up with is a man, probably. He's probably white. He's probably in his late 20s, his 30s, or his 40s.
Does he still live with his mum?
Doesn't say that, but he probably has been let down by women in the past. So that pretty much covers all white men.
Yeah.
In those ages, really.
Yeah. Do you think he has a bit of a problem with his wee willy wanky woo?
Doesn't say that. He says it's either someone who's idolised women and they've let him down, or it could be a crazy Christian. But they think it's going to escalate. He's going to get more. He's actually showing the amount of it. He's become reckless. Mm-hmm. Possibly he's done lots more. Been a bit more careful about it, and now he's out of control and he's just killing. He also might stop killing prostitutes. He might. His vision of women is so skewed that he might just start killing women on the streets.
I've got a different theory about it.
Okay.
I think it's Al Qaeda.
Oh, trying to scare us all.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because Muslims are against prostitution.
Maybe it is then.
It's a sort of thing they do.
I mean, yeah, in terms of profiling, it's quite interesting. They've said that, you know, the serial killers are quite rare, so it's hard to come up with a definitive set of things that they do.
But he's probably got a beard and wears a hat.
Yeah, two or three individuals that come to mind have all been rather disturbed, apparently. That's what they say to Kira. The police.
A bit like Fred West, or.
Someone like Fred West, yeah. The police are approaching this in quite an interesting way. Mm-hmm. They've asked him to give himself up. Do you know, they can't be bothered to have a look for him.
I'll tell you what, if you're out there, if you're listening to
News Parks, give yourself up.
Give yourself up, honestly.
Stop killing the prozzies. Give yourself up.
It's not worth it.
If you want to call the police, the number is 999.
And if you give yourself up now, you probably, with this bloody service, you'd be out by this Christmas. probably let him out on bail.
That's some of the news.
MRSA is a time bomb.
Oh, I can hear someone lurking around outside the door. Should we go and answer the door?
No. They can read.
I've not got a very interesting paper set. Hey, this is exciting. Oh, a woman in Spain.
Yeah.
She's had the first double hand transplant.
Oh my God.
It's true. Apparently she's had no hands for 30 years. Because they got blowed up. And now she's got two of somebody else's hands.
That'll never work.
She should have sensitivity and movement in her hands within 5 to 6 months. So quite a long time. There's a picture of her.
Fucking hell.
It looks like she's got nail varnish on. But I suspect it isn't nail varnish. That's quite mad, isn't it? Imagine feeling things with someone else's hands.
A woman's hand or a man's hand.
Well, I imagine it's a woman's hand. Or a monkey.
It'd be quite interesting to wank into somebody else's hands if you didn't really have any feeling in
your hands.
Well,
that's why you're supposed to numb it before you do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and check that there isn't a burglar outside, because I can't say anything to carry on. It's broken.
I'm just going to pause this.
Watch out for Christmas presents.
Why?
There's lots of toys on the market that can cause permanent hearing loss. 14 of the 15 leading toys this Christmas produce dangerous levels of noise. The worst one, this is apparently a toy, an AR-18 toy assault rifle. Actually, they put riffle here, which is quite funny. But I'm guessing it's an assault rifle, not an assault riffle.
Who in their right mind would buy that for the kid? Oh, well, Spider-Man, the gun.
Actually, they're all horrible. Number two, toy gangster Tommy gun. Why don't you try not buying Laser Command? But I see, one of the things, it's got 72.1 decibels. A VTech Tiny Touch phone, which Ruth bought the other day for her kid. She's trying to make her deaf. Some of them, you know, are in innocuous things you wouldn't think would be that noisy.
Such as?
A nursery rhymes book. A pop-up surprise ball. VTech seemed to be quite
criminal.
Criminal, yes. Also, another baby dance, build-in band.
They sell VTech at the Early Learning Centre.
Well, some of it's very, very noisy. So watch out if you are a child and you're listening to this. Perhaps you shouldn't be. There's a little bit of swearing in it. There we go.
Naomi Campbell.
What's she up to now?
She says she's never going to be alone in a room with anybody again.
So if she's only indulging in group sex then?
Every time she's alone in a room with somebody, they say she's hit them.
Would you, though, if you were alone in the room?
Yeah.
Would you go, she hit me, come out with a fake black eye?
Only if she did hit me, to be honest.
The princes, William and Harry, have decided they're going to put on a concert for Diana on the 1st of July, when she would have been 46. So it'd be nearly 10 years since she died, I think. It didn't seem longer in many ways.
She would have been 46. Gosh, she was quite young when she died, wasn't she?
Mm.
I didn't realise she was that young.
That's right, it was so darn tragic. So, yeah, they're putting on. It's a nice picture there of William and Harry. Harry is looking much better than William these days.
Well, he has been for a long time.
Yeah. These are the acts. So, Sir Elton John, yeah. She was a big fan of... Well, she was friends with Elton John. He sang at her funeral.
He sang Candle in...
Duran Duran. She loved Duran Duran. She fancied them. Yeah. She was, after all, the people's princess, but she was human as well.
Yeah.
Brian Ferry.
Who doesn't like a bit of Brian Ferry?
Who doesn't?
You would.
Pharrell Williams. Now...
Who's that?
Yeah, he's quite modern. He produced Justin Timberlake's album.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Princess Diana liked him, because he wasn't around when she was alive, but maybe the princes do.
Right.
Joss Stone. Again, she was barely even born when Princess Diana died.
Nice, though. You know, she
Andrew Lloyd Webber. I mean, probably obliged.
What's he going to do?
I don't know. The English National Ballet. There's quite a weird mix of Pharrell Williams, Andrew Lloyd Webber, ballet and Duran Duran there.
I don't think she'd have been that arse about the ballet. And Andrew Lloyd Webber, what's he going to do?
Well, presumably it would just be an extract from one of his musicals. So... I don't know who's going to go to that. Just diehard royalists, I suppose.
There's a lot of royalists.
Yeah, but it's not... But musically, as far as like a concert goes, it's quite a eclectic selection.
I mean, Elton John is bound to have fans all going to see him, or whatever. In fact, I know gays will go, won't they? That would just be all old women and gays.
Brilliant. Oh, I actually now want to go now you put it like that. Christmas is coming.
The goose is back.
BBC Breakfast News and GMTV are having a war, apparently. The BBC weren't going to put their decorations up until next week, but they got so many emails from viewers going, what's this? Is it political correctness gone mad? And they're like, well, no, we never put our decorations up until the last minute because we're not tacky and cheap. But they've got so many emails, they went, right, fine, we'll put some decorations up. They went for quite simple. There's a tree. If you watch it, there's a little bit of a backdrops going on.
Yeah.
So I watched that. This is the GMTV studio. They've got at least three trees in a sort of 5 metre space there. Garlands, everything. So apparently now the producers of each programme are bitching at each other, going, yours is tacky and yours is miserable. Yours looks horrible. Yours is horrible too. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, when I'm watching TV, I'm not really that arsed about looking at Christmas decorations.
No.
There's a picture of Britney Spears. She's got, presumably she's got knickers on, but she's got knockers out.
Yeah. Vigilantes surround home of paedophile. they found out the paedophile lived there, so all the mums went there, took their kids, you know, they're standing there with their prams, kids in trolleys, shouting, "Get out, you bloody paedophile!" You'd think they'd be better off staying at home, you know, with their kids, rather than taking the kids to the paedophile. He's presumably looking through the window and having a little wank, saying, "Thank you very much for bringing them round."
After that light-hearted story, it's a saddie. A blind German shepherd dog called Dave has been stolen from a warden's van. He was found abandoned on a rubbish tip in North London, so a warden took him in, and then someone nicked him out of the van, but they probably don't know that he's blind. They're trying to sell him. So if anyone knows where blind Dave is...
Speak up.
If anyone knows where blind Dave is, can you call call Lynn Cook at the council or the Essex Police? It's in the Epping Forest area. Poor Dave.
Poor Dave. And talking of rehousing animals and rescue animals, obviously the Sun have done their campaign about trying to make people take in...
weeing children.
Children that can't...
Control their bowels.
and you know, look ugly and can't speak properly and probably too far gone down the route of being a little scrubber child to ever turn around in any kind of useful way. But there are some other things that need rehousing this Christmas. Do you know what they are?
Yeah, cats and dogs and guinea pigs and rabbits.
Yes, I'm just going to find the website.
Oh, well, shall I do another story?
Well, I've got it now, to be honest.
I can't see it. That looks like our website.
It's guineapigrehome.com.
Oh, well, Battersea Dogs Home, we had a look at that today.
Battersea Dogs
There's
Home.
Some cuties.
And you can put into it where you live, and it'll tell you what guinea pigs are in the area that need a home, and otherwise they might get...
Would you like to feature a guinea pig?
They might starve to death. I'm pretty keen on Marshmallow from Middlesex getting home. Marshmallow is...
he's albino.
An albino guinea pig.
He's been neutered, so you don't have to worry about him having babies.
Only 2 years
and
old.
He's a boy.
So if you get another... You could get another 6 years out of him if you look after him well. He's tried living with another male, but they didn't get on, but he would like a girlfriend.
But he is neutered, so he's not going to get too frisky.
No. He loves a fuss, and he likes having his chin rubbed.
Oh, poor Marshmallow.
Poor Marshmallow.
If you can give Marshmallow a home, get in touch with guineapigrehome.org.uk.
Or you can phone 020-8907-2702.
We should be doing comic relief next year, I think.
Yeah, I might actually rehome Marshmallow myself.
Quick! Tom Cruise and what's her face? Kate Cruise Holmes.
Oh yeah.
They're carrying on their wedding. They've had another party. They've been on honeymoon for 2 weeks. They're at a wedding, having another party now for people who couldn't make the Italian.
Well, we could make it. Could we?
We could, but we haven't been invited to Tinseltown either. Apparently J-Lo was there and Penelope Cruz.
And did they have a load of Scientology people there?
Doesn't say that, but I imagine they did. eBay.
Yeah.
If you desire a white Christmas this year, you can buy one on eBay. There's a company who run indoor ski slopes.
They're giving
away trucks full of
snow.
And a decorated Christmas tree, front door wreath, and some Christmas lights.
Is it a charity thing?
Yeah, it's for NSPCC.
Oh, that's children rather than
children
animals.
Rather than guinea pigs, isn't it? So
we won't give you the address there.
No. You can look up on
eBay. I think that dilutes the good work we did for the guineas.
Another Naomi Campbell story.
Yes.
She's won a prize.
Ooh.
It's the prize for the Foot in Mouth Award for saying the stupidest thing. She said, "I love England, especially the food. There's nothing I like more than a lovely bowl of pasta." Failing to realise that pasta's not a traditional British dish. There's sort of the Golden Bull Awards, which is just gobbledygook. You know, you get in official leaflets or in articles, or whatever.
Yeah.
Jermaine Greer's a runner-up for that one. the first attribute of the art object is that it creates a discontinuity between itself and the unsynthesized manifold. This one's a good one. This is from Fife Council.
Uh-huh.
In a letter about a change to bin collection dates. It's been brought to our attention that due to changes made to your grey household waste bin collection dates within your new calendar, your bin will be emptied week beginning 20th March 2006. The next collection would not be until the week beginning the 10th of April 2006, thus having to wait 3 weeks for collection. Therefore, we're going to provide a normal collection on your normal collection day, week starting 3rd of April, and again on your new collection date, week starting 10th of April. Then there after every 2 weeks. yeah, it's overcomplicated, for sure.
This is interesting. £30 overdraft fee, cost banks £2.50.
Ooh, they worked out on Moneybox, haven't they?
Yeah, so I think there's a programme on about it tonight, which means the banks are going to be in a real load of shit.
Yeah, Martin Lewis was on the news this morning talking about how to get your money back off them. He says it's easy, do it.
Yeah.
I've never had lots of bank charges though, so I can't get any money out of them, unfortunately.
Most of my bad ones were from like when I was first year at uni, so it's too late. The banks have scammed people for years on these charges. They are unlawful.
Yeah, you can go back 6 years, I think.
Yeah, 6 years. So if you've ever had a charge, no matter how many you've had, doesn't matter, go to moneysavingexpert.com, get all of it back, because it's all illegal.
And then when you've got your money, you can spend it all on a guinea pig.
On a guinea pig, or you could buy us a pint.
Yeah, just to thank us. An emergency vehicle turned up to
help
a man.
Or send us those bras we asked for.
Yeah, where are they? An emergency vehicle turned up to help a man who'd been hit by a tube train, got a parking ticket. Clearly an emergency vehicle, it's got emergency written all over it, London Transport, but some shitty official put a parking ticket on it. They left all the police cars, but they didn't quite understand what emergency meant. That's a shame.
That's a cunt. Noel Gallagher wants to be the judge on X Factor.
That would be brilliant.
He says he's waiting for an invite from Simon Cowell.
Simon?
He says, I love it, but he'd have to call me.
He's not going to just turn up, is he?
He's not going to get phone calls, to be honest.
Oh, he's better than Louis Walsh, though. I hate Louis Walsh.
Oh.
I can't bear him.
It's a good juxtaposition.
No, I just don't like him.
Men live longer on 4 beers a day. However, if they have...
Live longer than what? Men who don't have any beer?
Yeah. However, if you have 5 beers a day, you're more likely to die.
It's a fine line, isn't it?
It's a very fine line. It's like the whole fat thin debate.
You're going to be quite fat if you have 4 beers a day.
Story of the day. Yeah, it sounds good to start with. Coma mother back home for Christmas.
Aww.
Isn't that great?
Aww.
However, she's still in a coma.
Didn't we do this story last week?
No, we didn't. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because we did.
Well, we didn't. We talked about her last week.
Okay, it's a different story.
But this is, no, she's come home for Christmas. She's all dressed up in a Christmas outfit. She's sat by the Christmas tree, family around her. She's still in a coma. However, she loves being the centre of attention. And she only responds to jokes. But other than that, she's still fast asleep. But her family look pretty happy about it. I tell you what, her husband is quite fit, so she better wake up soon.
Oh, he's got cheeky smart, hasn't
he? Yeah, he has. But what's her address?
Oh, the phone's ringing. I've done with news, have you?
Ghosts. You say that.
A seal pup found in a country lane, 6 kilometres, yep. Brackets 4 miles, from the Lancashire coast, has been released into the Irish Sea. The RSPCA is still unsure how Ghost, named after his haunting black eyes, got so far inland. A cheating husband murdered his wife because she said that he was impotent. Probably true, that's why he's so touchy about it.
Sunday.
There'll be no ice left in the Arctic Ocean in the summer within 35 years. I like Ghost and his haunting eyes.
Yeah.
Fossilised jawbones found in a cave from a Nendatharal man.
Ooh, look at that.
anymore.
That's still not better, isn't it?
It's not got any better. And then Death or All Man. It's funny though, isn't it? There's a bear that's gone to Tibet and to Antarctica. He's a teddy. What's his name? Pablo.
Good name for a teddy, that.
It's good, yeah.
Tom Crean wants to go to Antarctica.
Oh, he's part of a school. And then all the different people take him on holiday, all the pupils and stuff can take him and take a picture of him. Oh. That's brilliant. Oh, Tom Crean wants to go. Tom Crean's been to Antarctica.
Well, that was his grandfather. This pie poison stuff seems to be getting everywhere.
It's in cigarettes.
On the radio before, they were saying somebody had found polonium-210 in their chapped eye.
Never.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And that's the news.
We're done?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, it was a bit bitty today with all our interruptions.
Never mind. You can deal with it.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, probably. Farewell.
What are we doing tonight?
We're going to see the beautiful South.
Yay! Still going.
Look, I'm pressing stop.